Good morning. Good to see you in the house of the Lord here in person and also online on another day that God has given to us full of His mercy. Let's say you were gifted a high-performance vehicle. How do you maintain it? Do you take a it-doesn't-matter approach since it's a gift? God has given us the most precious and priceless gift. How do we take care of it? Does it matter? Answers to these questions serve as our focus on this fourth Sunday of end time in our church year, also known as Christ the King Sunday. We also celebrate the Lord's Supper today, and just a reminder, as we transition to another way of distribution, an usher will direct you from the center. We'll start on the lectern side, and we'll start from front to back. You'll come out the center aisle to the front, and then if you're on this side, you'll start here next to the lectern so that you can return back the outer aisle to your seat. And we'll do 12 to 15 people or so as the usher makes it work. We're working on the number of how many fit safely and also adequately here up in the front rail. You are welcome to kneel or remain standing as you receive the wafer. As you approach the table, you may help yourself to a wafer. There's gluten-free and regular wafers there, or you may receive it in your hand from the communion assistant. And if you do pick up a wafer from the table, please keep it visible when the assistant goes by you so he doesn't give you a second one. And then I will come by with the wine. In the center of the tray are grape juice cups. They are tinted, so if you prefer that, that's available to you. And then as you leave, there are baskets on a table next to the lectern and also the pulpit. That's where you can put your individual cup. And then once we have the east side done, we'll do the west side from front to back. Again, you'll come out the center up and you'll start to your right, and the same process there. There's a brief synopsis, Cliff Notes version of this in the worship bulletin. Let us worship the Lord. I invite your attention now to the invocation on page 3. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Please stand. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins, asking him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us.
Lord of life, I confess that I am by nature dead in sin, for faithless wording and selfish pride, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do. You should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In his great mercy, God made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in our sins. Hear the word of Christ through his called servant. I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord for the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you. Hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
It's always known to us by the grace of God that Jesus is unique, true God and true man in one person, but on this Christ the King Sunday, it's definitely highlighted who Jesus is and why that's important. The human ancestry of Jesus, it can be traced back to the tribe of Judah. Reminder of this, a reading from Holy Scripture, Genesis 49. Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you. You are a lion's cub, Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he crouches and lies down, like a lioness who dares to rouse him. The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he to whom it belongs shall come, and the obedience of the nations shall be his. He will tether his donkey to a vine, his colt to the choicest branch. He will wash his garments in wine, his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be darker than wine, his teeth whiter than milk. The word of the Lord. There is to be no doubt concerning the supremacy of Christ and what this truth means to us day by day. A reminder of this, a reading from Holy Scripture, Colossians 1. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. The word of the Lord. To highlight the gospel, I invite you to please stand. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. As noted, Jesus is supreme, the supreme authority, but as then, still today, not everyone acknowledges him to be this. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him, which read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated as we turn to our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance, thanks to God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures this morning. And so we turn back once again to these words of Colossians. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who indeed is the supreme authority, whether people recognize that to be true or not. When it comes to that word supreme, what do you associate with it? Or what do you visualize goes with that word supreme? Just take a few seconds to think about the word supreme. There is supreme pizza. There's the Supreme Court. There was the group The Supremes. There is also supreme clothing, supreme gasoline. Think of any others? Let us not forget at least one more that can be associated with that word supreme, and that is Jesus Christ. When it comes to that word supreme and things that we can associate with the word supreme, they all are filled with imperfections except for one, and that is Jesus Christ. There is nothing supreme as he is. You know, the court can make decisions, rulings, and those decisions may not always line up with God's word. They can make decisions which over time can be overruled. The Supreme, the music group, they fade away and die, and some people don't even know who they were and what songs they sang. Supreme clothing, well, clothing, we either outgrow it or it wears out. Not all pizzas are the same. But Jesus, only Jesus, can it rightly be said, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no one, nothing like him. And so he has the supremacy. He is supreme. To help visualize what this means for us and what Jesus is as the supreme, imagine you were given a high-performance vehicle, as noted before. What are you going to do with that high-performance vehicle? Are you just going to put it in the garage, put a cover over it, never drive it, never look at it? You're going to make sure that the tires have air in it, and when you do drive it, that you put the proper fuel in it. And then when you return back home, clean it off. Do you drive it in such a way that you can't wait for the first tree to wrap it around? No, right? You take care of this high-performance vehicle. But you don't let it just sit there wasting away. And yet, how often do people do that with the supreme gift of faith that God has given to us? What makes it supreme is the object of the faith, Jesus Christ. How often do we put our faith on the shelf? Put a cover over it. Forget about it. Never think about it. We don't even kick the tires. And when we do feed it, well, whatever I hear on the radio or whatever TV evangelist seems to float my boat today, whatever. Does it really matter? Well, if you put less than high-performance supreme gasoline in that high-performance vehicle, what's going to happen? Not pretty. And when we do that to our faith, over time, it's not pretty. Jesus is supreme, and he's given us a supreme faith. And so because of that, we are encouraged by the Apostle Paul, who, inspired by the Holy Spirit, in essence says, continue to fill up with the highest octane. Not just anything will do. That highest octane is Jesus Christ. Continue to fill up on him. And where do we fill up on him? The Word of God. Which makes then the Word of God supreme and ought to be in our life. Because at the heart of that Word is Jesus Christ. It's important that we continue to recognize and identify who he is. I mean, we as the choir, so to speak, who know who Jesus is by the grace of God, we need to keep on honing in our knowledge of who Jesus is. And so when we are asked by others, who is this Jesus you worship? We can say, this is who he is. He is true God and true man in one person. Something we can't fully comprehend in our mind, and yet necessary truth to be confessed about Jesus. And we confess this truth nearly every time as we confess the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed for sure, and also when we pull it out, the Athanasian Creed, clearly identifying who Jesus is as true God and true man and why that is important. He has always existed as God, as the Apostle Paul was inspired to make clear. He was there from the beginning, even before there was a beginning. He is eternal. He was there when the world was created. And that's an important truth, because how many think that Jesus was a created being? And so we can be like Jesus, a fellow created being. But Jesus was no created being. He is the being, the I am, always is, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit. If you want to get to know what God is like, for as Paul reminds us, God is invisible, get to know Jesus, who took on human flesh and remained perfect in flesh. We have to get this right, dear friends, about who Jesus is. Our salvation depends on it. He is not just a role model. He is not just another way. He is not just a created being. He is the Christ, the Son of God and Son of Man, who has always existed and always will. One we are accountable to, and yet one who has also redeemed us, so that we don't have to live in fear of our relationship with God. He is the supreme. And when he took on flesh, he didn't stop being God. He didn't lay his godhood and say for aside for a being. But he did not always reveal the full use of his divine, because he would get hungry. He would get tired. He showed emotion. And yet through all that, did not sin. You know, we, on the other hand, like when we get hungry, I'm starving. Mom, make me something. You got legs, you got arms. You know where the food is. But Mom, it only tastes good when you make it. But then do we say thanks to Mom when she makes the food? Do we ever get caught up in our emotions that we sin in our emotion, whether it be sadness and woe is me and we're full of despair? There is no way God can get through this. Or anger, do we sin in our anger? I mean, things that we kind of do every day and probably don't even give thought to, that we sin in either the sadness or the anger. Or even in the giddiness, do we forget where the giddiness times come from God? But thankfully, Jesus, knowing that we would not remain and are not perfect, even as we strive to be, thankfully, he was and is. And as true man, he was led to the cross to die for our sins. And as God, was able to make full atonement for each and every one of our sins. That rightly then makes him, as Paul reminds us, the head of the church. The invisible church, but it also should carry over to the visible churches. But what do we see too often amongst the visible churches who claim to proclaim Jesus as the head of the church? Too often they take away the glory that is only due Jesus by emphasizing a work righteous mentality, by emphasizing other ways to heaven, by putting more emphasis on your emotions. How do you feel today about Jesus in your life, rather than the fact that Jesus died and rose again and is here for you and is holding you accountable and will take you back to be with him? That's his goal, his desire. Our faith is not based and built on feelings, because our feelings are all over the place. They're not reliable. But the facts about Jesus are reliable. He is the head of the church. And so we are to carry out the church mission, nurture, and outreach, and live our lives all according to he who is the head, the supreme authority. Because if not, then we're not filling up with the highest octane, but something less superior. And it will show. And don't we see that as we look at our landscape in our country? The churches who have not continued to fill up on the highest octane have become pretty much just social clubs, who have a form of godliness but really empty of its power. We can have hope, though, that wherever Jesus Christ is preached, there will be believers. But if those believers don't fill up on the highest octane, how easily we can lose what Christ Jesus went to the cross to gain for us. And Paul makes that clear by inspiration why he went to the cross, right? He has rescued us from sin, death, and the devil. The grasp that sin has had on us. And we can say no to the devil, and we don't have to be afraid of death, thanks to the rescue operation that God put in place through his Son. And at the heart, the price of that rescue, what was it? Not gold or silver. No negotiations. His shed blood. For you. So that you could have peace with God. Now, while you're living amongst the chaos, and forever in heaven in his presence. He is the head of the church, the supreme. He holds it together, we are told. He is the glue. He holds everything together, not just the church, as we fill up with the highest octane, but everything. I mean, imagine if God just said, I've had enough. And said, the world, you're on your own. We would never stop spinning. I mean, it's only by God's grace that even though life is chaotic and full of some horrible things, that there's some checks and boundaries. But God said, finally, too, right? You reap what you sow. This is what you sow. This is what you reap. And yet, thankfully, he is faithful to himself, and so he is still in our world and still points people to Jesus. And he does that through you and me, as he's called us to be the salt and light in this world, to keep the focus on Jesus and to not only stay filled up on the highest octane ourselves, but to lead others to who that highest octane is, Jesus Christ. Thankfully, then, for Jesus, as he holds things together, there is no day off for him. As the psalmist reminds us, he neither slumbers nor sleeps. And another psalmist reminds us, he is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. We see, then, Romans 8 has daily application, time and time again, in how God in all things works for our good. We may not always see it at the time, but when we take that step back and God opens up our eyes of faith, we can see how he's working in our life, even using the negative that we perceive to be as a way to keep us sharp and to reach out to others. And so, dear friends, continue to fill up with the highest octane. And we can do that as we continue to fill up on the Word of God. And at the heart of that Word of God is that simple gospel message. Jesus died, Jesus rose, Jesus lives again. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. You don't have to do hocus pocus. You don't have to do a bunch of work righteousness. You don't have to go through a bunch of tests, walk a fine line to see if you fall off or stay on that fine line. Believe and be saved. And it's not hard in the sense that we're not the ones who bring ourselves in that relationship. God even does that as he connects us to the gospel through baptism and the gospel and the word itself. And through his means of grace keeps us connected. Talk about a precious gift. He's given us the means to take care of it. And encourages us then to keep it simple. Don't get all caught up in the programs, but in the message. Serve good coffee, yes, but that's not the be-all, end-all. It's the message. Jesus Christ. And as the gospel message is simple, the Lord still wants us to continually grow in his grace and knowledge. I mean, because we'll never be able to figure out God and understand every aspect of his word here on earth. That's the amazing thing. No matter how many years we have listened to sermons and gone to Bible studies and read the Bible, there's always something there that captures us and mystifies us in a good way. And so that's the encouragement, too, as we continue to fill up on the highest octane. Keep searching the scriptures. Because if we're not growing, we're dying. And we know too many people who are dying, who are not filling up on the highest octane, but are settling for something less, or not even connected at all. And that becomes evident in their lifestyles, in the choices they make, in their apathy toward the Word of God, in their indifference. Rather, the Lord encourages us to live like we have been rescued. A life of eternal thankfulness. God has given us hope and a future. And as the salt and light that we have been called to be, do we resonate that hope and future through our words and our actions? Do we live like life is doom and gloom? Or do we live like Christ is King? And even though we may live in the end times, and in fact we've been in the end times ever since Christ ascended into heaven, do we live like all is doom and gloom? Or do we live like there is hope and a future? Do people want to fill up on what you fill up on? If not, why not? Examine that during the week, how we carry ourselves. It's not necessarily that we're happy all the time, but our reason for rejoicing remains constant. Because at the heart of that reason is Jesus Christ, the supreme, the highest octane. He has paid for our sins, and so we now have peace with God as a reality. He has conquered sin and death. The long-term impact cannot harm us. He has given us access to God's ear. Take up that open door opportunity that is given to us. And at the same time, make sure your ears are listening to him. This is filling up with the highest octane. That's what it looks like. So are you? Encourage others to do the same. Amen. Please stand.
The peace of God, which transcends all understanding,
guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us now boldly and confidently confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed as they begin on page 7.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only only begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Be seated. We pray. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you for reconciling us to yourself through the sufferings and death of your dear Son. Through him, we have confidence to enter into your presence and to bring you our prayers and petitions. Out of the infinite bounty of your goodness, grant us a rich measure of your Spirit.
Let the love of Christ fill your church, so that it may flourish in all good works. Help us show love and
bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of your mercy, that they may turn to you, the only God, and find salvation in you. Give a special measure of your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive your blessed aid. O Lord of heaven and earth and sea, to you all praise and glory be. How can we thank you properly who gives us all? Dear Lord, from you we all derive our life, our gifts, our power to give. Oh, may we ever with you live who gives us all. Continue to watch over the coming and going of those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, renew the couple's love for each other as they reflect on the love you have for them. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions, and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus our Savior. As we turn now to the sacrament, lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We praise and thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. And we remember the great acts of love through which he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil's power. Invited by your grace and instructed by your word, we approach your table with repentant and joyful hearts. Strengthen us through Christ's body and blood, and preserve us in the true faith until we feast with him and all his ransomed people in glory everlasting.
Amen. And we also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave it thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. We pray. Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, relearn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may hold firmly to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Again, as far as the communion distribution, we'll get into a habit again, and then we'll see how that works. But we're getting there. So appreciate again the flexibility and patience. It's been a couple years since we're going back to different things, and so just again keep that in mind. Bible studies, no Sunday school today and next week, but we do have our Bible study, so children are welcome to sit in with the adults, and that'll be held here starting at 9:30, looking at the Augsburg Confession. We'll be looking at that through December 4th. Note, again, in the weekly news, we're emphasizing on December 11th, we're going to have a brunch in between the services, and that'll be primarily to welcome all the new members in 2022, but all members are welcome, and if you want to invite somebody else to that too, so keep that in mind, a brunch. More details about the menu will be coming in the weeks ahead. We'll get through Thanksgiving first and not mix up the apple pie and the pumpkin pie and the mincemeat pie and all that kind of stuff. Anybody here like mincemeat pie? Ah, okay. No, all right. Well, you know somebody who likes it, so you can ask. Congregation meeting today after the late service and then a voters meeting after that. Again, the primary discussion for today will be the Rose Garden or the patio expansion project. What to do with that space. We need to clean it out. Something needs to be done, right? The sidewalks are uneven, so it's how far do we go with it? Do we put the Ferris wheel in and the barbecue pit and all that? Just seeing if you're listening, right? We're not going that far. But there are some plans that we can discuss, at least what it should look like, how we want to use it for church and school functions. So just a discussion on that. If you can't make it back for that, we'll plan to have notes and hopefully diagrams to look at for a while. So no decisions will be done because no work really can be done until springtime. Lord willing, the Lord will bless us with rain, so we don't want a mud pit back there. Women's retreat, they did extend the invite for the women's retreat this week yet, so check that out if you're interested in going to the women's retreat and you didn't get your registration in. They still had some room available. That women's retreat takes place in January, so you can check out the information board or the weekly news for more information about that. Thanksgiving worship service Wednesday here at 6:30. If you can't make the Wednesday service, you can go to Hope in Penryn at 10 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day. And with Thanksgiving and then Advent services, midweek Advent services coming up, starting November 30th, our Monday night worship service. We will not be having that then until after Christmas season. So our midweek Advent services, you can see this in the weekly news, 6:30 service time, 5:30 supper. We have people lined up for the suppers. There's three of them. Other than that, see the weekly news for other things going on here at church and school. A lot of stuff to add to your calendar along with your own busy lives. Have a great day in the Lord. Continue to fill up on Him, the highest octane. Thank you.